What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours, like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more, made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. Whether your pursuit involves a bachelor's, master's, or doctoral degree, GCU's learning environments are designed for supportive networking and collaboration. With over 330 academic programs, GCU provides a path to help you fulfill your dreams. The pursuit to serve others is yours. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Hear me, ladies and gentlemen, one of the greatest challenges to your becoming a great person is your inability to let the past be past and move on. Look at verse 4, KJV. He said, "Can you give me a place that I may bury my dead out of my sight?" Out of my sight. Listen, you cannot cry over spilled milk forever. If you can embrace what God is about to do in your life, you must learn to let the past be past. Oh, I feel like preaching. Yeah. Every great person in life has had setbacks, failures, and challenges before. The difference is the ability to bury it out of their sight. When I was young, there was a man, I keep telling this story because I never forget, a madman. I mean, not deranged, not mad. He had maybe a little mental issue, all right? And he used to walk around in our area, Lobito here. And this guy will walk 3 steps. That's like, "Oh, Akosua." Then you go 1, 2, 3, 4. "Oh, Akosua, mama. Then you go, "Oh, Akosua." Ah. So I used to wonder, every time he says Akosua, he mumble worse. So I called some elders. I said, "What is he saying?" They said, "Oh, are you young? No, see, so no. Akosua B, I'm breaking a heart." And what did... It's been 15 years, 20 years after that. Still, 1 year bio. Because every time, Oh, Akosua. Akosua didn't hear me say, my friend, bury it out of your sight. If one Akosua is gone, I see Amma coming. More beautiful, more responsible, better. But you've got to bury it out of your sight, my friend, and move on. One day, Samuel was crying for Saul, and God went to Samuel and said, how long will you cry for Saul? How long? He said, get up and go and anoint David. I've chosen another man. Saul is over. People who don't know how to put the past in this proper perspective never make into greatness in life. Because they are imprisoned in yesterday's failure. They are imprisoned in yesterday's challenges and difficulties. And they can't move on. One day the Israelites was crying before God. Oh, and God said, why are you crying? Come on, move on. Stretch that thing and move on. And rather say, hey, Jaisun, Moses, don't be a crybaby. It's okay. Stretch for the rod and move on. Are we not sad that Lady Pastor left us? Are we not sad? After 1 year, it's not easy. We were at the place. Friday at the burial site, we were all broken. Every one of us was in tears. What a life. But hey, for how long can we continue to cry over somebody who probably is with the Lord and is in a better place watching over us and say, I have fought a good fight and I've finished my race and I am in the bosom of Abraham. It's left with you, Pastor Simon. Run your race and finish better. How long can you keep looking back at a mess, at a failure? People, let me speak to you for a few minutes. Look at the great men in history. Look at Akufo-Addo. His first wife died. And all kinds of stories and rumors. But he had to move on. Move on. And today have beautiful Rebecca by the side. Yeah. And become the president of Ghana. He had to learn to put the past behind. And this morning I was reading about Joe Biden, the president of America, and I said, what? Joe Biden's tragedies. Joe Biden's, the first time he won the Senate. The Senate, between the time he won the Senate in November, he was supposed to be sworn in January. In December, his wife and 3 children were going to buy a Christmas card. Omunyario. Omunkebinshemo. They were going to buy a Christmas card to celebrate a father who has been called into Senate, and he was the youngest senator in American history. He moved the car. 3 children, the wife, they ran into a truck. The wife died on the spot. The last girl died on the spot. The 2, Hunter and Bo, they were seriously injured. Fatal accident. Wife and daughter dies at a moment, instant. The 2 are in hospital. Biden was inducted from the hospital bedside. They crowned him into the Senate at the hospital bedside by his 2 children, 2 sons, weeping for a dead wife, weeping for a dead daughter, and standing by critically injured 2 sons. What a life. What a life. Not too long ago, that the 2 sons also that grew up and became big and was becoming somebody for him. They were their pride, his pride. Because I'm left with only these 2 sons. Of course, he married again. He gave birth to 1 with the present wife, Jill. All right. But the 2, one of them developed brain cancer. Top lawyer for America developed brain cancer and also died. This was before he became the president of America. This was before, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't learn to put your past in perspective, Bible says it is written, no eyes have seen, neither has ears heard, neither has it occurred to the heart of man, the things God has in store for them that love him. You have no idea what the Lord wants to do with your tomorrow. So why allow yourself to be imprisoned in the past and stay in a place of pity all the time? If you are like that, you can't live life. And David encouraged himself in the Lord. And he said, my soul, why art thou downcast? Hope thou in the Lord. I see somebody rising up from here and stopping the pity party and say, I shall arise and my next move is going to become better. That is the spirit of greatness. Tell yourself, the downfall of a man is not the end of his life. Listen, four men may have broken your heart, but a good man is coming. I said, good man is coming. There are men who, women will say, Emema nyina anye. Emema bisu say, Oba. Geba kuwa uko dinechi. I will show you, you have categorized all women. You're too full for 20. Now you have categorized all women. My friend, put that aside and get ready for a better woman now. No. If you don't know how to put the past behind you, you cannot face a glorious future. The past belongs to the past. Every great man, when they were swearing in the president, Biden, he said, oh, my son should have been there standing for president. Ibanobo, he was growing up so well. But he's gone. And I speak over your life. For every setback you have received in life, may God use it as a stepping stone for promotion. I said, for promotion. I speak over your life. Your promotion is next on the line. God is about to surprise you with a lifting you would never have thought. You would never have thought. Otherwise, explain to me why Naomi would say, Mum friend me, Mara, because I've been bitter. I lost my husband. I lost my two sons. But he said, I shall return and go back to Jerusalem. And the Bible says when he got to Jerusalem, it was a harvest season. Who am I speaking to you? I prophesy over your life. Your harvest season is coming. If you can arise and retrace your step, it's going to be harvest time. It's time. I feel like preaching to somebody this morning. And encouraging somebody to rise up, put your axes together, and say, my best years are ahead of me. Can I look at your face and prophesy to you? Listen to me. Don't kill yourself. Your best years are ahead of you. Listen, the greater your challenge in this life, the greater the promotion God has for you. Jesus had to be killed like a criminal. They had to be spat on and disgraced. Jesus was naked on the cross. But hey, from the cross was a promotion to the right-hand side of God and was given a name above every other name. And now I'm talking to only 15 people this morning, but I see them calling your name in higher places. I see exaltation coming. I see liftings coming because God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he would do it. You are next in line for a promotion. A promotion. Oh, don't kill yourself. Don't do harm to yourself. You know the jailer at Kokunhu. Then Paul said, don't do harm to yourself. God has good plans for you and for your family and for your next generation. And he became the pastor of the Macedonian church. I speak over your life. Better days ahead. I don't know who I'm prophesying to, but I see more glorious days. I see days of promotion and liftings. It is God who is at work in us. both to do, to will, and to do of his good pleasure. Put your hands together and say, right, 5 minutes to 11. Number what? Four. Abraham was forward thinking. Somebody say forward thinking. Now, everybody listen to me. The guy asked for a burial place for his wife, and it was not just any ordinary thing he asked for. He said, I want Machpelah. I want the grave. I want the garden. I want the trees. I want everything. Because I'm not looking at just my wife's death, but I'm looking at me, myself, one day I'll go. They have to bury me there. My children will go. They have to bury them there. So I don't need no small burial place. I'm looking ahead and preparing for the next generation. Hear me, everybody. This is so important. Too many people make the greatest mistakes of their life because they are thinking about today. Do you know that Sarah was buried in Machpelah? Abraham was buried in Machpelah. Rebecca was buried in Machpelah. Isaac was buried in Machpelah. Jacob was buried in Machpelah because they had a generational thinker. They had a father who thought not only of today, but he thought of tomorrow. Unfortunately, too many people are consumers just for today. By that decision you took, you have canceled all the blessings that's going to come for your tomorrow. That's Esau for you. He ate just for today instead of thinking about tomorrow. Listen, if you want to be great, you must be a forward thinker. This decision I'm taking, next 5 years, next 10 years, what will be the repercussions? People take decisions based upon their appetite. And that's why you can just meet a girl 15 minutes, or you want to shower, then you go and sleep with her. 15 minutes pleasure. You sell your soul and your destiny for the next 10 years. You struggle with tears because you didn't think about tomorrow. We're just excited about today. You hear me? I was just reading about Lionel Messi. When Lionel Messi wanted to leave to go and play in other countries, one of the countries that called him was Arabia, that place, and they gave him about $200 million. Then America gave him what? $50 million. But he chose America. Do you know why? He chose America because he said, I don't want the money, I want to be a shareholder in the company, in the soccer team. So that tomorrow, because Edie Kana, Messi will hear you. But he was thinking about his children and his children's children and saying, I need to make a decision. Which, listen, some.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Sometimes a father's irresponsible decision can cost his children the rest of their lives. Because on dream, you have to think about the future and have a forward thinker. Look, do you know these people said they were going to give him the land for free? I said, me, I don't want free. See, there are people in life, they like everything free. Free. Obi nanyamau. I say, me, my wife is dead. I am going to buy the thing myself. I want to bury her. I will pay so that we can sign the deed. If you read it, verse 17, echo to 20, NIV. They signed the deed and they gave him evidence that he has paid. Said Yebeya Ochina, 10 years from now, nobody can come and say, oh, Nasiya the channel or the boho. It's now his bona fide property with deeds. Documented. My wife is always talking about that. Any property we acquire. Lady Pastor said, let's do a document. Do the document. I'm talking about church. You say, let's do a document. Let's go for this. Why haven't we done this? Because tomorrow a new king will come. Who will not know Pharaoh? If you want to be great, don't think about today. Always long-term thinking. This decision I'm taking, 5 years, 10 years from now, how is it going to end up for me and my children? Abraham was a forward thinker. Abraham was a forward thinker. And anybody that wants to see the glory of God must be a forward thinker. And greatness will be your portion. Put your hands together for me. Number five, I close with this. Machpelah, he said, give me Machpelah. Somebody say Machpelah. Oh, come on, somebody say Machpelah. Lift your hand and say, I want Machpelah. I don't want any other place. I want Machpelah. What is the meaning of Machpelah? Machpelah means double. Double land. Double space. He said, I don't want small. I want double. And the people said, we respect you. You are a prince amongst us. We give you double. I feel like prophesying now. As I'm getting ready to end this message, I don't know who has been through a challenge and a difficulty and a painful issue. But I'm sent by God to speak over your life. You will receive double for your trouble. I say, get ready for double. I say, get ready for double. Double is coming, saith the Spirit of God. May you receive a double portion. Twice as much as you lost will be restored unto you. Because when God restored, he doesn't just restore one. He brings you double, sometimes seven times, sometimes even 1,000 times more. And I'm speaking over your life for anything that you have lost. Double is coming. My mother, stop crying. You don't know what these grandchildren of Lady Pastor will come and do for you. Just pray for long life and see the promotion and the increases and the blessing that God is bringing your way. Because when he gives you pain He is getting ready to multiply your blessings. And I'm speaking to somebody here who is getting ready for double. Why have you forgotten Job? Job lost everything he had. It was so painful. It was so difficult. It was so terrifying. But my Bible says at the end of Job's life, he had twice as much. I speak over your life. Twice as much is coming. I speak over your life. Blessings you cannot count is coming. Hear me, church. We did this 1 year of the departure of our lady pastor. What the Lord has done for me and my family cannot even be explained. And I speak to you, the same God that has comforted us and done things that we can't explain. I see the same God do much more for your life. I see him put laughter into your mouth. I see days are coming. You will sit down and try to count your blessing, and you cannot be able to count it. And I hear you singing, Inti me pa mini. I hear the songs on your lips. Oh, yeah. I hear that song coming out of your lips. Why you me say? Oh, yeah. What's this? Your destiny is about to change. Something is about to break out from your life. That's the God we serve. Oh, wait. I feel something here. Near Woody, my bedroom. I see you singing this song. It's a double portion. It's a double dose. It's a double portion. Hey, now I am saying, hear me, I prophesy. Your fear is about to fall upon your enemies. I don't know who I'm talking about, but God is about to elevate you. God is about to lift you to the point that even your enemies, your fear will fall on them. They can't figure it out. How did he get here? We thought he had seen too much trouble. We thought he had seen too much pain. But God said your pain was a stepping stone to divine promotion. Hear me. Elevation is coming. Elevation is coming. Liftings and promotions are coming because you took your pain in your stride, and God will honor you. God will lift you. And God's purposes will be done in your life. Hear me. One day, Jacob carried all the rings and all the things, idols in his house, and buried it. Bible says when he buried it and he stepped out, the fear of him fell upon his enemies. They said, Jacob is coming. And Bible says eventually, God revealed himself to him and said, I am God Almighty. I will bless you and prosper you. Nobody faced pain like Jacob. Suffered, lost his wife, lost a lot of things. Cheated 20 times in his journey. Wet, dead, cold, night. Slept on a pillow of stone. But in the fullness of time, we call the God of Jacob. The God of Jacob. I see your name being attached to God. Double is coming. David lost a son. One son. He was so much in pain that they thought when he hears, he also died. When he heard it, it's a great man. He got up, washed himself, found some food, ate, and said, I will go to him. He will not come to me. And went into the temple and he worshipped. Bible says, not long after that, who am I prophesying? Not long after that, he gave birth to another son And God came into the picture and said, as for this boy, I love him, and his name shall be called Solomon. Can I talk to somebody? Your past solo is coming. Your past solo is coming. I see your Solomon coming. Listen, money will cease to be a problem for you because Solomon is here. Beautiful ashes. Beautiful ashes. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of mourning is coming upon your life. You shall be a testimony of praise to our God. Listen, I speak this as a prophetic word into your life. Days of laughter and increase. Listen, Solomon will come with all the glamour and the glory. I'm sure David said, why did I even cry over that spilt milk? God has something better for me. I speak over your life. God has something better for you. Let me read you Isaiah 61 and close. Isaiah 61. Let's read this beautiful scripture and receive it as God's word to you. Alabataya. Verse 7, please. Verse 7. Everybody, for your shame, you shall have what? Double. And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the what? The what? Get ready for your double. I say, get ready for your double. And everlasting joy shall be unto them. Get ready for laughter. God is about to put laughter in your mouth. It will be beautiful. It will be marvelous in our eyes. I want you to read the Message Bible, how the Message Bible puts it. And I'll end with that. How the Message Bible put it. Everybody read. Because you got a double dose of trouble and more than your share of contempt, your inheritance in the land will be doubled. And your joy shall go on forever. This is God's word unto you. Will you receive this God's word? Is it your portion now? Double dose of trouble will bring you double inheritance. No more shame, no more disgrace, no more worries. Laughter will be your portion. And Bible says it will go on forever and ever. May the Lord cause this word to come to pass in your life. May you see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May the God of Jacob rise up and show you great mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.